8 concise ideas to build your online business with physical private label products. It's the Online Entrepreneur's concise step-by-step guide to private labeling real physical products for maximum profits. Everyone who's taken a shower has an idea. It's the person who gets out of the shower, dries off, and does something about it who makes a difference. Nolan Bushnell. Part 1. Introduction. What you're about to read is a report like no other. The reason I can be so confident to say this is because, firstly, the 8 concise ideas for building your online business with physical private label products contains all the factual and fundamental information about private labeling real physical products that I've personally used to build multiple six-figure businesses online. Secondly, this report was written by an ex-technical project manager who previously participated in developing and managing some of the largest brands in the world for many of the Fortune 500 companies. Yep, that would be me. In fact, I can safely say that the chances are you've probably got some of those branded products I helped develop in your house right now. I'll talk about that another time, because for now, I want you to become familiar with this highly valuable report as soon as possible. A word of caution. You could say that because of my previous career experience and background in brand and packaging development for some of the largest companies in the world, that I'm able to leverage this obvious advantage to actually develop my own profitable brands for my own companies, and that may be true. However, you definitely shouldn't allow that or anything else to intimidate you. When I first began to build businesses for myself, it became clear to me that ultimately, persistence and sheer determination is the true key to success. For small businesses, I totally understand that the mountain ahead to climb is always steep, and so I decided to commit to helping other small businesses and startups just like yours. This is your opportunity to take advantage and implement this easy-to-understand information that I have laid out bare for all to see in this report. Previously, when I first began using the internet to reach buyers, I sold many kinds of profitable products in many different categories and markets. Although it wasn't until I began private labeling and creating my own brands that I saw the big potential and the big profits that can be made by selling your own brands online as a small business. From the moment you begin to private label products to build your own brand, the potential for financial success and building a business that you'll actually have total control and ownership over is huge. As a brand owner, you don't need the financial muscle of a large company to be able to dominate a market online. As I write this, the playing field for online advertising has been leveled. Now is the time to take action and ride the wave to success by introducing your very own brand products to secure your future. If you work smart, you can use all the online platforms and direct marketing techniques in conjunction with private labeling to build your very own brand and dominate any online category to make more money than ever before. I wouldn't say this if it wasn't true, because there's no long-term value by spreading BS. The steps outlined in this report show you the exact same process I used and still do to become debt-free and have more money and more free time to spend with my family than I ever had before working for anyone else. It doesn't stop there. Once your product takes hold in one online marketplace, expanding into a wider network to different points of sale is only a few steps away. First, you need to identify your market and begin building your brands the right way. This report is an overview of my online private label training course and highlights the importance of why you should be private labeling your own products to build brands, take ownership of your own business, and begin making real money from a real business online for long-term profits and security. If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Isaac Newton. Part 2. What exactly is private label and why the heck should I even care? Okay, you may or may not have already heard of the term private label, and if you have, then great, although for clarity, here's my own definition. John's definition of the term private label. To assign your own brand name, trademark, or label to a product or a service that you're legally able to claim rights to for your own purpose. Place your own brand name or label and name on the product, and that product or service then represents your own brand. It really is that simple. For example, many manufacturers make products in their factories, and they'll often have standard in-house products, which they willingly want to produce for anyone who wants to buy them. Manufacturers need to keep their product lines moving, and they need business from entrepreneurs just like you to keep their machines running and to keep paying their staff wages. Many large retail companies take advantage of own brand product labeling for their own brands in order to save on the cost of having to manufacture a large portfolio of products themselves. I'm sure you've seen in-store brands at places like Tesco's and Walmart and all the other hypermarket giants. One day I went into Boots to look for my trusted and preferred shaving gel brand, and it had been replaced with the Boots own brand version of the shaving gel. The shaving gel tube and packaging looked similar to my preferred King of Shaves brand, and the packaging looked almost identical, except for the label and the colour of the actual gel inside the semi-translucent tube. I was looking at a Boots own brand shaving gel. Boots had obviously identified the fact that this product was a good product to include in their own range of Boots own brand products. It wouldn't take much for a large company to source their own shaving gel from a third-party manufacturer and simply apply their own brand labeling and packaging. Boots then replaced the King of Shaves brand on their own shelves and simply sold their own Boots brand version instead. Why did the Boots company do such a thing? I haven't worked for Boots directly, so there's no way I could claim to say I know exactly what Boots' motive was for doing this, although what I can tell you is that when you buy unbranded products directly from manufacturers, there are 7 huge benefits that anyone who has any business sense whatsoever can clearly see. Huge benefit number 1. It's much cheaper to buy unbranded products than to buy someone else's existing brand, even at the most competitive wholesale prices. Huge benefit number 2. It increases brand awareness for the brand owner. A customer will buy the product with Boots packaging and label and carry it out of the store to be potentially exposed to more eyeballs, wherever that may be, at any time in the product's life cycle. Huge benefit number 3. Good branding increases customer retention. Take the same customer using the Boots brand shaving gel. When the tube is empty and if the product lived up to expectation, the customer will likely return to Boots top up on the good old Boots brand shaving gel. Buyers in the store are much more likely to buy products than people who aren't physically in the store. It also increases the possibility of cross-selling to other products with the same brand family. Huge benefit number 4. Product packaging carries your brand's identity, encouraging passive viral marketing. Similar to how a fruit tree bears fruit for the birds and humans to carry the seeds to root elsewhere. Everywhere your packaging goes, so does your brand's message. Huge benefit number 5. You don't need a million to make a million. Unlike gold mining or Alaskan crab fishing, you don't need to own your own machines. You can leverage manufacturers' machines, their staff, equipment, all for your own needs. Huge benefit number 6. You don't have to be tied down to any one product, manufacturer or brand. It's so too easy to private label. You'll be in the best position to move with the times and quickly adapt to new opportunities and trends when needed, or if you simply wanted a change. Huge benefit number 7. Who said work can't be profitable and fun at the same time? Whatever your personality type, you can build your own brands and market them exactly how you decide to. I don't know about you, but when I have more choices to be able to choose my own hours and work from wherever I wish, I have more fun too. Just like the Boots example, the transaction process repeats the buying cycle for the shaving gel and any other potential Boots brand products the customer buys and carries out of the store. The result? More profits for Boots and its shareholders. I must admit, if you've ever used the Boots shaving gel product for yourself, in my opinion, it isn't as good as the King of Shaves, but even then, I still found myself going back to buy the Boots brand gel because it was more convenient to me to buy it from the Boots store, even when I prefer to buy the other brand. Here's another example. In any Tesco supermarket, you'll find many brands of foodstuff, and stacked alongside almost every shelf, you'll see a Tesco's own brand version of those staple best-selling products. Just like Tesco's, other large retail stores have their own brand versions too. Again, all private label products from third-party manufacturers. These big companies obviously private label products on a large scale, although you definitely don't need to buy on a large scale to begin with. There are hundreds of thousands of manufacturers literally crying out for business of any scale from entrepreneurs just like you. Let's look at a few ideas. 8 big ideas for small businesses to build a brand and make money with private label products. Here's a few killer examples of how smaller businesses can use and incorporate private label products into their own business. 1. Hotels. Many hotels and boutique guest houses have bathroom toiletries such as shampoo, conditioners and soaps with the hotel or guest house brand name printed on the label. In some hotels, you might even see towels with the hotel name sewn into the towels. Maybe the hotel room caters for business clientele, providing pens and notepaper with the hotel brand printed directly onto the stationery. All private label products. 2. Day spas. Spas often stock massage oils, skincare treatments, and other cosmetics with their own private label brand packaging. Immediately following an enjoyable and relaxing experience, clients are much more likely to buy the products used during the experience for personal use at home. This strategy leverages the client's desire of replicating the enjoyable experience at home. Just like Boots Retail Store, day spas can offer their own brand products to increase customer retention and bottom line profits. 3. Hair salons. Hair salons sometimes carry their own private label version of special hair treatments for the exact same reasons mentioned, to be able to offer the customer a similar silky hair experience in their own home. Encourage the customer to return, expose the product to more eyeballs, and make more profit. 4. The auto trade. Some auto care companies might carry private label auto cleaning products with their own brand packaging and labels on the products. Other possibilities include motor oils and lubricants. 5. Fitness and health clubs. Fitness clubs can sell their own version of vitamins or sports nutritional supplements. This is big business. 6. Golf clubs and resorts. Almost any sports club or resort will have a clubhouse and a shop. The shop can sell goods with the sports club brand printed directly on the product. Golf balls, polo shirts, hand towels, the list is almost endless. All these products are simply advertising widgets that a member of the club will probably pay for and carry around for his or her friends to see and be curious about. 7. Seminars and educational centres. I can remember as a small child buying an illustrated A to Z science and technology magazine. And yes, like many, I do have the techno nerd gene too. I remember the first edition of this magazine was cellophane wrapped to a branded free ring binder. The first magazine issue could be kept and stored safely in pristine condition in this ring binder, printed with the magazine name in bold, attention-grabbing colours. On my bookshelf, the big clumpy binder stood out, making sure I didn't forget that my next pocket money was to be spent buying the next issues of the magazine to fill up the binder. The same principle of using branded marketing widgets can be used at seminars and educational training centres for marketing subscriptions and courses. 8. Internet marketers. The smart internet marketers know that the big money is made by those who actually own a product that no one else can obtain except from the owner of the brand, whether that's a personality brand or a protected brand name or trademark. Private label products can be incorporated and used as the back end or even as the front end lead generation widget. These are just a few examples of how small businesses might use their own private label brands of standard products manufactured by a third-party manufacturer. Unless a particular product has already been patented or has any legal protection, it's no big deal for manufacturers to make the same or similar products for anyone who wants to brand and label them for their own use. I hope that so far this at least has your idea neurons firing. Let's look at some details. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. John Wooden. Part 3. Do I really need to private label physical products? The answer is no, you don't have to do anything at all. If you already own your own multifunctional factories that can create and produce literally any and every product in the world at extremely competitive prices, then you probably don't need it to private label at all. Oh, and by the way, as exciting as it sounds to me, and if you're one of those who believes that the 3D printer technology will be able to create any product you need on any scale, in any quantity, from any material, unfortunately, we're possibly at least 50 to 100 years off from that yet, not to mention the pipe dream of being able to produce any product from any material, whether it be organic or non-organic. Now, wouldn't that be cool? But we all know that's way ahead in the future. So in the meantime, could you use a $10,000 a month pay rise? Check with your spouse. If you're not private labeling your own products produced by third-party manufacturers, then you're definitely missing out. Here's why. Private label products are low cost. They're often much cheaper to buy than wholesale products. Small initial outlay. You can start with as little as $50. Some private label manufacturers have small minimum order quantities from only a handful of single sample units. You control your business. You decide how to brand your products, you decide at what price to sell them, and how you want to distribute them, and you have total control over your own brand. If you do this right, your brand will be protected by law. No one else can legally copy your brand or use your brand name without your consent and permission. If anyone else wants to sell your brand products, you decide whether or not you want to sell your products to them at wholesale prices, so they in turn can sell your products at the retail price. You can sell your own brand products anywhere you decide, online, offline, or both. eBay, Amazon, and Google are big marketplaces, although they're not the only places you can make a profit with your own brands. We'll talk more on this later. There are unlimited markets, categories, and niches to choose from. If you're still on the fence and trying out new ideas and niches, there's unlimited potential to choose new markets and introduce your own new brands. The potential to earn a seriously good income is very real indeed. You can take this as little or as far as you want to, but there's literally no limit to how big your brand can become, or how much you can earn. You don't even need a big brand to make a six-figure income. One single good product done the right way is all it takes to get your first six figures banked. You might be thinking, but my business is different. I sell info products, intangible downloads and services. This always makes me smile. Let's face it, selling pixels is a fantastic business model. There's no external logistics or shipping products to worry about, and the profit margins can be fat. The only problem with selling information alone is, it's never been easier for anyone to create content, share, like, vote, and spread the word in just a couple of clicks. And it's never been easier to get free information from the internet than right now. Technology has advanced so quickly to the extent anyone can give information out for free with hardly any technical knowledge or experience whatsoever. And it's never been more difficult to profit from information alone. If you want to continue not only to survive but also to thrive, then you've got to incorporate other things, offer something different, move with the times, and be willing to modify your strategies to suit. Throughout history, consumers have liked to hold real physical products in their hands, and there's a good reason for that. Take money, for example. Historically, when there's any public doubt about the future of the markets and governments, during times of unrest or even war, it's at these times that precious metals like physical gold bullion are the preferred form of wealth. Unlike other uncertain investments like stocks, shares, or even paper money, real physical gold bullion can be held in the hand, stored, and resumed at any time to trade without fault. Hard physical facts. There's also other potential problems if you're only selling pixels. You might have already experienced some or all of these nuances already. What if your server goes down? What if your website gets hacked? What if your hard disk crashes or your server becomes infected with a new virus that deletes all the backups? You might have already experienced some of these headaches already. I know I have. But there's more than just a minor headache at risk. Consider these other scenarios. What if there were floods or massive power outages for any reason? Did you know that massive solar flares hit the Earth at least every week? Or communication problems with satellites or undersea internet cables? I don't want to sound to be scaremongering here, but it's not as far-fetched as you might think. I can remember on two separate occasions, one of the undersea fibre optic cables that runs across the ocean floor connecting Asian countries to the internet was damaged. The internet was down for 2 entire weeks, until submersible vessels were sailed out to repair the cable at the bottom of the ocean. My online info business at the time was in total blackout for the entire 2 weeks. And it's not just Asian countries that can be affected by these events. These internet cables connect the entire web. If and when the lights do go out, what will you do? Sell pixels in the dark? I don't think so. But I don't wish disaster on anyone. But that's unlikely to happen, you might be thinking. And yes, I totally agree. It is unlikely to happen often. Although my point is, these things can, do and will happen. It's just a question of how prepared will you be. Not to mention all the free information flying around these days. Apart from this, let's just say it's a good idea to use private labeled products for all the other reasons I've already mentioned. To increase your brand awareness, increase profits, and even build an entire six-figure business solely using the private labeled product system, as I have done personally on several occasions. Touch it, hold it, own it. In the meantime, if you do only sell information, then maybe one day you'll need to ship physical CDs, printed newsletters, direct mail, or other marketing widgets. All these physical things can be branded and private labeled to increase value to your clients and consumers and increase your bottom line profits. The power of imagination makes us infinite. John Muir. How to turn a worthless grey rock into a stunning, irresistible diamond. It makes sense that unbranded private label products are usually cheaper to buy than at wholesale prices. Branded products with branded packaging already have added value. The purpose of adding your brand name and a label to a product is to add value. Apart from protective packaging, if a label or name doesn't add any value to a product, then why even bother adding any brand label at all? You'd be selling the equivalent of an unbranded dull rock, and the only way to make a good profit margin trying to sell dull rocks is to sell on a such a massive scale you're probably called Walmart, Google, or Amazon. Even then, these giants still use their own brands to leverage and promote their business. If you don't already have your own brand, you're definitely leaving money on the table. I used to work as a technical project manager at a large packaging firm who provided large blue-chip personal care, cosmetic and liquor companies with packaging, including self-adhesive labels. That's the fancy industry term for stickers. The big whiskey bottling companies purchased high-quality whiskey at an unbelievable low price of just 1 pence per litre. Once the liquor was bottled, branded and labelled with highly decorative labels, the retail price varied from £15 sterling to £100 sterling per bottle. I'm not saying you should go and start selling whiskey, but I've used this example that clearly demonstrates the true power of adding value with branding. What about the small guy? As mentioned, you don't have to be a big company to take advantage and run with this business model. Most private label manufacturers are more than willing to provide small quantities and even sample orders to smaller companies to trial products in their market, if you know what to say and speak to them the right way. Besides, a smart manufacturer would know. From small acorns, large oak trees grow. There's nothing stopping you obtaining your own sample products in order to test the potential demand in different online marketplaces. And by the way, did I mention that not all online marketplaces are the same? I've previously developed some products that a novice might have easily given up on as duds. Let's just say advertising in one marketplace differs greatly to another. For one type of ad in one marketplace, a product could flop, whilst in others, the same product and ad could be a big hit. If you do your research and develop products the right way, don't give up on a product too soon, simply because the marketplace or ad might not be a good fit. Many of life's failures are experienced by people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison. Part 4. Sell unique products for unlimited profits. If you're already selling products into online marketplaces like Amazon, eBay, or with your own shopping cart store, then well done. If you're actually making good money from it, then congratulations. Unlike the tire kickers who'll never make any more than a part-time income online, you know that taking action and perseverance is one of the most important requirements to succeeding online. Most people struggle to make a single penny online. It's a fact that most people give up far too easy to make any difference to their own lives. I know this because I've seen it happen in all aspects of life. Some dreamers will fall at the first hurdle and never get back up. Most are simply oblivious to the opportunities available to them. These are the types that are content to stay as they are attending the office every day, making someone else rich. That's not how I see it. If you are one of the few making more than a part-time income online, then I'm sure you'll always be aware of the possibility that another seller, small business, or even a large corporation with unlimited funds are able to enter your market as your competition at any time. That's if they're not already. If you're selling Me Too products, there's nothing stopping the next guy buying the exact same products at wholesale price, undercutting your prices and selling them cheaper. In turn, stealing your profit, your steak dinner, and your livelihood. Although this type of novice price war sales tactic usually results in everyone losing, ultimately, this lame sales strategy devalues any profit margins that were ever available in that particular niche for the product. The only businesses who are able to prosper in the long term using a price-cutting strategy are the large companies with fierce financial leverage and the power to make or break a small supplier literally overnight. The challenge is to dominate your chosen niche with your unique private label product, to make more than a small splash in the pond. By choosing to develop and promote products with unique positioning, you'll increase your chances of successfully expanding to as many points of sale as possible, with little or no direct competition for your product. Part 5. What kind of products can you private label? Any product that a manufacturer is willing to make and that you can legally brand can be private labeled. You might have also seen the term private label being applied to information products, written articles, and other content. This is simply content that the creator or author has offered others the rights to use in line with the agreed terms. Intangible products. Intangible products are products that are not physical. For example, digital music and information files and videos, etc. Some software owners even offer their own web platform services for private label. For example, a shopping cart software provider may offer a duplicate of their website software for private label, so you can then brand your own version of the software for your own niche and target audience. OEM products. Electronic gadgets, power tools, hair straighteners, or just about any other product you can find a manufacturer for can be private labeled with your own brand name. However, products like these are more complicated and have many parts to manufacture. These will usually be termed as OEM products. OEM products are usually only available for rebranding in larger minimum quantities due to the more complex manufacturing process and overheads. Consumable products. Sometimes consumable products are much easier to private label and brand as your own than other products. A consumable product is anything that is consumed, used up, or depleted that will need replacing once it's been used. This gives both you and the manufacturer the perfect opportunity to sell to the same buyers over and over again, if and when the customer returns to make a repeat purchase to replenish the product. Companies offering private label consumables can sometimes offer very small quantities, and this allows a small startup or business entrepreneur to start their business whilst testing the market with only a small initial investment. Just $50 usually can buy enough samples to allow you to begin testing your market and branding. Consumables are one of my favorite types of product to private label and to build a scalable business with. They're usually small and lightweight and perfect for shipping. They can be bundled and packaged in a way to create special promotions and unique packages.